To each his own, said Tiny pompously. We're here to kill, so I do it the way I like best. Everyone's got their favorite way of doing it. It was true, I suppose. We each had our own preferred methods. The legionnaire was a devotee of the knife, while Porto was a crack shot with a rifle. Haida liked playing about with flamethrowers, while for myself I was accounted pretty hot stuff with a hand grenade. Tiny just happened to enjoy strangling people. Assignment Gestapo by Sven Hassel. Narrated by Sammy Anderson. From somewhere behind us came the sounds of men shouting, and of a general uproar. Tiny and the legionnaire had stayed to guard the rear, while the rest of us pressed on. They were lying in wait amongst the thick undergrowth of the copse. Four Russian soldiers appeared, hurrying through the trees. They wore the green insignia of the NKVD. They were still very young, very keen, still eager to chase and kill. They came charging round the bend in the path. The legionnaire silently turned down a thumb, and Tiny grinned in anticipation. Their submachine guns cracked into the silence almost simultaneously. Tiny had jumped to his feet and was firing from a standing position, the gun jammed hard against his hip. The whole of his massive frame shook under the recoil. The legionnaire, calm and collected, as always in moments of action, was gently singing one of his interminable songs of death. The Russians plunged forward, head first, on the damp earth. Only two of them still showed signs of life by the time the bombardment had ceased, and Tiny stepped forward to put the finishing touches to their handiwork. It was a necessary precaution in these days of war, never mind about not killing a man when he's down. Even the mortally wounded are capable of picking up a gun and firing it. Sorry, chum. Tiny looked down dispassionately at the dead soldiers. We just can't take any chances, however much we love you. Too bloody right, muttered the legionnaire. They'd put a bullet through our backsides as soon as look at us. The platoon had been taken by surprise when in the midst of a drunken debauch, celebrating Porter's birthday in the only way we knew how. We had been in no fit state to welcome the Russian patrol, which had burst so unexpectedly upon us. The first we knew about them was when the windows blew in upon our faces, and we found ourselves staring into the gaping black mouths of four powerful PMs. Our instinctive reaction was to hurl ourselves to the floor and cover our heads. The legionnaire and Porter had retained sufficient presence of mind to lob a series of hand grenades through the shattered windows, but how we escaped with our lives was nobody's business. We were still reeling and weak-kneed from the shock. We met up again at the far end of the wood. Eight men were missing. I saw two of them go down, volunteered Porter. We wondered briefly what had happened to the others. When Tiny reappeared, he was dragging with him an unwilling Russian lieutenant. The old man said firmly that we should have to take him along as a prisoner. Shortly before we reached the minefield, we heard the lieutenant give a cry. We heard Tiny laugh, and the old man swore violently. Seconds later, Tiny emerged from the bushes, alone. Shit tried to get away from me, he explained cheerfully. He asked for it, didn't he? We remained silent. We could see hanging from Tiny's pocket the length of steel wire that had come in so useful on so many occasions, whenever a quick, silent death was required. Did you strangle the poor bastard? Asked the old man, disbelievingly. Tiny shrugged. I told you, he muttered. He tried to get away. In other words, you murdered him, said Steger. Chapter 1. The Informer. All of us that remained of the 5th Company were stretched out on our bellies beneath the apple trees, watching dispassionately as the reserve troops came up. We had been waiting for those troops for the last 4 days, and by now we were past caring whether they sent them or not. They arrived in trucks, moving slowly up the road in a double column. Their uniforms and their arms were still brand new, smart and shining and almost unbelievably virginal. We watched them come with jaded eyes.